Hi, everyone. My name is Josh Nason. This is Josh Nason's Punch-Out here on WrestlingObserver.com. Welcome back. Very excited to have this episode today. This is someone I've wanted to talk to for a while. I've been kind of teasing it, I think on Wrestling Observer Live, other places, that Hollywood, a wrestler turned actor I've been trying to get, and I got him. If you've ever seen the show Tulsa King, you recognize probably a very large man. It's the bodyguard of Sylvester Stallone, that being Mike Cashflow Walden. Cashflow, of course, of OEW fame. He had a match in AEW even and worked indies, been a wrestler since the late 90s. Mike and I caught up for about, 10 or so minutes, 15 or so minutes as part of a media tour he was doing. We talked about Tulsa King. We talked about meeting Sylvester Stallone and what that was like as a fan of his growing up. Is he done wrestling? Is acting his thing? Is he going to be in any more Taylor Sheridan shows? We talked about all that more in this very brief but very interesting conversation, entertaining conversation between myself and Mike Cashflow Walden on this week's Josh Nason's Punch-Out. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Josh, how are you, man?
Good. You and I have been emailing back and forth for a few months. I'm glad we were able to make this happen.
Yes, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, man. It's been a whirlwind, though. Good old Tulsa King, right?
I can imagine. Well, let's start. I tell people, my guest has been a pro wrestler for nearly 30 years.
Absolutely.
In the rings of OVW, IWA, Mid-South, various indies, and even a match in AEW. However, he's getting even more known as the character Bigfoot in the smash hit Tulsa King on Paramount Plus, which just kicked off its third season. I'm a huge fan. Welcome the one and only Mike Cashflow Walden. Mike, as you mentioned.
Hey, Josh. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
This is, I've been wanting to do this for a while because I love Tulsa King. And when I saw you in season two, I was like, wow, I know that guy. And it's always great to see someone that talks to pro wrestlers and stuff all the time, especially ones that are doing big things in acting and other things. It's great to talk to someone such as yourself. So congratulations on the success so far.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, Josh. It's like I said, it's been a whirlwind. I mean, how can you not have fun? You know, one of the biggest shows in the world right now. It's amazing, man.
It's huge. I saw a picture that you posted on Instagram in May. It was yourself, Frank Grillo, and Chris Caldovino. And you said, this picture's worth 1,000 words. Opportunities come when you least expect it. When you get a chance to listen, you shut your mouth and you learn from someone who is where you want to be. And I read that and I kept thinking about the wrestling business, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, so many young kids come in. You were a young kid yourself once when you started, you know, more than 30 years ago. Do you see a lot of the same parallels between getting started in wrestling, kind of getting started in acting, especially being around those who have done it so much longer and have so much more experience?
There are more parallels than I can even talk about, you know, and it, the industries are, they're almost the same industries, you know. You have different products or whatever, but you do the same things, you know. When I put that post out, you know, what I meant by opportunities, you know, this wasn't, you know, something that was happening on camera. This was something where, you know, Frank Grillo and Chris Caldovino was chatting back and forth about the industry, and I had the opportunity to be there because of where we were at, you know, shooting wise. And you know, what you don't see, though, you don't see Garrett Hedlund behind us, you know, taking the picture or whatever. But,
yeah,
you know, I was just sitting, you know, and I wasn't saying nothing, and I was just listening to those guys. And, you know, I look at that picture a lot, and you know, I think about, and when I wrote that, you know, it took me back to what Al Snow teaches his kids at OVW. You know, you shut up and listen, and the only way you're going to learn is from people that are where you want to be. You know, yeah. Everybody and their mother wants to try and teach. You know, wrestling is sometimes a big money grab, but to truly get where, you know, to get where you want to go, you know, you need to learn from somebody that's been there and not somebody that thinks that they've been there or haven't been there.
Exactly. So you started on season two. Season three just kicked off a couple of weeks ago as you and I were talking. How'd this opportunity come to be?
It kind of stemmed from the Netflix, the Wrestlers show. on Netflix. It kind of stemmed from that. You know, I think I was seeing while we were shooting that when it aired, and I got an email to my agent, got an email, you know, wanting to know if I wanted to read for this role. Well, I read for the role, and they happened to cast me, and, you know, I ended up getting a phone call from Sly, and, you know, as surreal as it may be, you know, he told me, he said, you know, I'd like for you to be in this role, you know, and, you know, I got the part, and, you know, my first scene was with him. So, I mean, it was an amazing opportunity. And, you know, I had been going out for a few roles here and there, and, you know, I went out for the role and I got it, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that moment that he called you, the first moment you met him. I mean, it's going to be so surreal. So you and I are only a couple of years different in age. And I remember, you know, the 80s and 90s. I mean, he still stayed consistent, but just the movies of our childhood, the action movies, and you're talking to this guy on the phone, you're meeting this guy in person. That must be just kind of this surreal moment. Just like, what does my life come to? I'm here in this moment. It's pretty great.
It was very surreal because, you know, it was even more so surreal for me because I was an overweight kid. All right. I was hugely overweight. And in order for me to play sports in high school, I had to lose some weight. Well, around that time, there had been a big break in between Rocky III and Rocky IV. And in the summer, or just before the summer of me getting into high school or around that area, Rocky IV had come out, and then watching that movie was the motivation for 3 or 4 years of a fitness journey of mine. I can't tell you how many times I watched that movie because the score, you know, the motivational stuff that movie is just all about, why he's training to go fight Drago. So, yeah, I mean, it was a huge, you know, it was one thing, just what is going on here? So,
yeah. Has he given you any advice that stuck with you?
Every time I'm around him, he gives me something that sticks with me. You know, whether it be, you know, fitness stuff or how to approach, you know, a scene, or, you know, he gives me advice, you know, whenever I'm around. Like I said, he's very, very generous with the way he helps and his mentorship. And, you know, I for one appreciate it. You know, it's amazing. Like I said, he's forgotten more than I'll ever know.
So obviously this is part of the bigger Sheridan verse, Taylor Sheridan, kind of a successful guy, you know, with all these shows on Paramount Plus and all over the place. So he has been known, Taylor Sheridan has been known to cast actors on his shows, but also in different parts as well in different shows. Have you read for any other parts of his? Has that been a talk? Anything you could tell us, or?
There's not really anything I can tell you. Okay. You know, now I will say this, it would be an amazing opportunity, you know, to be able to, you know, do some of that other stuff. I mean, I definitely wouldn't count that out. Right now, you know, Tulsa King is my baby, you know, it's huge. Yeah. And, you know, I gotta protect Dwight Man Freddy. So that's about what I'm
talking about. Do you find you're getting recognized more now? Because obviously there's wrestlers that get recognized in the airport test. You know, you always talk about pro wrestling. But now, I mean, the show is so huge. And it is, like, I think it probably even surprised a lot of people at Paramount just how big it was. Because it's a drama, but it's also funny. It has heart in it and everything. Do you find yourself getting recognized a lot more in random places?
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny. And I was talking about this because I went into to the arena at OVW the other night to help the kids with their training and the class and whatnot. And all they're doing is calling me Bigfoot. You know, for 30 years, it was cash this, cash that, cash this. And now it's all Bigfoot. You know, it's huge. Tulsa King has kind of blown up. You know, like, it's kind of blown up me going to the grocery store, and, you know, especially in this area where I'm at, I can't go anywhere. It's hard for me to go to the gym. I have to pick odd times to go to the gym now, and I can't keep it the same. You know, it's just, it's huge. And yes, it's caused me to rethink my patterns. You know, I'm a creature of habit. So, yeah. You know, I constantly have to rethink my patterns these days. That's for sure.
What, I know you have a family. What has your family thought about this this overnight success that's been 30 years in the making, right?
Scott, you know who Scotty D'Amore is, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
He that's what he said to me the first message he got. He was like, "Man," he said, "you're the only guy that's took 28 years to be an overnight success." I'm like, "Gosh, Scott, I don't know how to take that, man. Gosh." But see, I signed, this is what I signed up for. I signed up for the notoriety and but my family didn't, so it's important for me to create those boundaries as much as I can. And I think we've done a good job of it. They're excited to see what comes. That it's nothing but excitement around here. And we consider ourselves pretty blessed.
Final questions. Are you done wrestling? Now you're obviously involved with OVW, as you mentioned, helping out and doing some training. Do you consider yourself an actor? Always a wrestling first? Are you really looking to be like, I think it's time to make the shift to acting full time? Move to Los Angeles, drink the lattes, do everything they do out there. What do you think? Like, what's next for you? What's going on next couple of years or so?
I'm not a big latte guy, as far as LA goes, who knows?
Yeah.
The shift, I'll go both ways. All really, in all honesty, I'm not going to jeopardize any of the opportunities that the myriad of folks at 101 Studios and Paramount and Sly, they have given me. So I'm not going to jeopardize any of those opportunities by going out and doing something stupid. Now, as far as wrestling, there's a lot more in wrestling besides in-ring stuff. There's appearances and I'm going to continue. Wrestling fans, let's be honest, they're the ones that got me here. And I'm not gonna usurp that. If wrestling fans want to see me at a wrestling show, there's huge probabilities, as long as the business is right, that I will be there. Just because, like I said, I wrestling fans are kind of what got me where I'm at. So.
Well, it's been a great place to get where you're at, and looking forward to seeing what the rest of the journey is. You're just getting started. Again, a 28-year overnight success, as Scott put it. But yeah, you got a lot more decades ahead. I'm looking forward to it. Mike Walden, thanks so much for taking the time.
I appreciate you, Josh. Thanks. Finally getting to talk to you, man.
I know. Thank you. All right. Big thanks to Mike Cashflow Walden. Nice guy. How about that, huh? Don't want to get in his bad side, though. Definitely not if you're in the world of Tulsa King. Do you watch a show? Let me know. Hit me up at Josh Nason on Twitter, JOSHNASON, or on Blue Sky if you prefer over there. And yeah, I had a great time. I'd want to talk to him for a while. And again, I learned my mistakes from a few weeks ago. I made sure to ask how much time I had. It was about 10 or so minutes, I think is what it turned out to be. Not a ton of time, but tried to make the most of it, get the questions that I wanted out there, and throw a few maybe ones he hadn't heard before, put it that way. So that was a lot of fun. Check out Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. I am just about to start season 3, actually. And it's one of those things I kind of keep on the shelf as I'm finishing out some other shows. I just finished up Black Rabbit on Netflix. Currently, we're in all caught up on a Task on HBO, which is an excellent show. I keep saying White Rabbit, Bray Wyatt. Black Rabbit on Netflix. I really enjoyed that as well. Ending, I don't. Ending, I didn't really like. I think I need to do a rewatch of it, but it certainly is well worth your watch. Pretty intense show, and I recommend that. Jason Bateman, Jude Law, and the like, and of course, Task, if you're looking for something to watch. If you like Mayor of Easttown, same creator, and Mark Ruffalo is in it, and Tom Pelfrey, who's also in Ozark, and you recognize him. He had a nice breakout role here as well. So check those TV shows out. In addition to Tulsa King, of course, all the Sheridanverse shows. I enjoy all those as well. I think that's about it. We're going to keep it brief. Guy Evans originally supposed to be the show this week. I'm going to bump that to next week instead, because this opportunity just kind of came up about 36 hours notice, give or take. So we'll bump Guy to next week and talk about his books. Of course, Beyond Nitro. We'll talk about the Hulk Hogan trilogy. He is starting on Kickstarter to get that going, and we talk all about that and all kinds of other stuff as well. That one's a very interesting conversation. Then a week after that, I believe Brandon Thurston from WrestleNomics will be back. We'll do our quarterly check-in on AEW business, and then we will begin, I do believe, we have to, start of November, we will do the year in review series. Yeah, couldn't remember what it was. We'll do the year in review series. We'll kick off in the first week of November, and we'll get that cranking through the end of the year. So lots to come. You know, we got three months left in the year, but a lot of wrestling to talk about. No shortage of stuff happening. So with that being said, I bid you adieu, and I want to thank you for the time you spend with me. Any of our fine hosts here at WrestlingObserver.com, you do have a lot of choice in your podcast day, and I appreciate the time you spend with me here on these airwaves. So until next time, with Guy Evans, insert catchphrase here.